WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Senate confirms President Trump's pick of Pete Hegseth as defense secretary. CBS's Erica Brown reports on the dramatic late-night vote.
The vice president votes in the affirmative, and the nomination is confirmed.
The Senate voted Friday night to confirm former Fox News host and combat veteran Pete Hegseth to be the next Secretary of Defense. His nomination recently appeared to be on shaky ground after an allegation of sexual misconduct, along with concerns about his alleged alcohol use and treatment of his ex-wife. Hegseth has denied any wrongdoing.
President Trump is promising federal help as California recovers from devastating wildfires and announces a change in water management.
I'm signing an executive order to open up the pumps and valves in the north. We want to get that water pouring down here as quickly as possible and let hundreds of millions of gallons of water flow down into Southern California.
The president made his announcement after taking an aerial tour of the region and later meeting with residents in the Pacific Palisades neighborhood. Hamas says tomorrow it will release four female Israeli soldiers abducted in the October 7th attacks. Israel will also release more Palestinian prisoners and detainees as part of a fragile ceasefire agreement. The latest from CBS's Raimi Innocencio.
475 days ago, Hamas terrorists threw Nama Levy into a jeep, abducting her and hundreds more people into Gaza, where she and other young Israeli soldiers were bloodied and bound, their families in agony and anguish.
I just want to be back home and have Nama back home. That's it. You know, I have nothing more to add. It's so simple.
In just hours, Nama, with Liri Elbag, Karina Ariev, and Daniela Gilboa, all age 20 or younger, may be freed.
The Supreme Court agrees to decide whether states may prevent religious charter schools from receiving public funds. The state's top court ruled against St. Isidore of Seville Virtual School in June. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
We now have a Supreme Court who I do think is more likely to allow this type of situation where you have taxpayer-funded religious charter schools, but it is a test of the First Amendment.
The justices in Washington have agreed to take the Oklahoma case quickly. North Dakota's highest court has ruled that the state's overturned abortion ban will not be enforced during an appeal of a judge's ruling that struck down the law in September. Today's ruling comes after attorneys for the state had asked the Supreme Court for a stay pending appeal. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com.
The Bucks beat the Heat. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their fifth game in a row, 125-96 over the Miami Heat. The Bucks didn't get back to Milwaukee until less than 3 hours before the game after being stuck in a blizzard for 3 days in New Orleans at the team hotel. Damian Lillard led with 29 points and had a pregame speech before the tip-off.
The situation that we were in, you know, the last couple of days is obvious, but you don't want the room to just be quiet and everybody to just kind of go out there and see what's going to happen. So for me, I just wanted to put that energy out there, like, you know, nobody gonna feel bad for us. Ain't no excuses. I don't want to hear I'm tired or I ain't feeling. Like, you got to take the opportunity for the team to even have that type of mentality away. As a leader of a team, you got to let the team know off the rip, like, we not doing that, we not having excuses. I don't care about the flight, I don't care we've been in a hotel. Like, you got to take that away from the team.
That's the Bucks. Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Really good actors are supposed to be fearless. Leonardo DiCaprio is typically one of them. That was not the case, though, on the set of Django Unchained. During a recent interview with Vanity Fair, Jamie Foxx recalled DiCaprio, who played a ruthless slave owner, had trouble saying words that were racial slurs, even though he was in character. According to Foxx, Samuel Jackson put DiCaprio at ease, saying, like only Samuel Jackson can, "You can say that, mother." DiCaprio got the point. If you've got $150 million burning a hole in your pocket, consider purchasing Tom Brady's house. The amazing quarterback and mediocre commentator is selling his mansion in Miami. Don't worry, renovations are done, and they must have been doozies because he purchased the home in 2024 for $17 million smackers. Not many people pocket $133 mil on a sale. Anyone interested in pretending to be filthy rich and taking a tour? I'm in. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries tonight and lows in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds and blustery tomorrow, highs in the upper 20s. Mid-20s and mostly sunny Sunday. A January thaw into next week, highs climbing well into the 30s.
Currently, we're at 15.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
It is the weekend. That means coming up on the show, we'll break down all the news that you might have missed and wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, and Juma Mubarak. It is the end of the week, and other than our first guest today, it's going to be Anything Goes Friday. But here's what we're going to get into today. First off, who actually won the 2024 election for president? Second, the Republicans have introduced an amendment, a constitutional amendment, allowing Trump to run for a third term, but not allowing Obama to run for a third term. Not making this up, I'll tell you about that. In the second hour of our program, how the 2% of Bitcoin owners who own 90% of all Bitcoin in circulation are planning to use Trump to make a killing. And Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats won't help Republicans raise the debt ceiling. Will they hold the line? In our third hour, this is a real tragedy. A black kid decided to kill a Jew and then himself after reading Candace Owens' right-wing propaganda convincing him that he's no good because he's black. I mean, this is just a heartbreaking story. I'll tell you about that in the third hour of the program. And a Mississippi Democrat has introduced legislation outlawing male masturbation unless it is specifically for the purpose of producing a baby. Isn't that interesting? So we've got a lot to talk about today. But to start out, our buddy Greg Pallast is with us. Who actually won or lost the 2024 election for president? Greg, welcome back to the I should mention you are the Guardian, New York Times reporter, author of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. Your latest film is Vigilantes, Inc. And gregpallast.com is your website. Hey, Greg.
Hey, glad to be with you, Tom.
Well, thank you. Who won or who lost the election?
It's real simple. If not for vote suppression tactics, that's a fancy word for shafting people of color out of their vote, young people out of their vote. Kamala Harris would have won 3,565,000 votes. That's the number of voters that were denied the right to vote because they were purged or they were challenged or they had their provisional ballot thrown out. Let me give you some of the numbers. The reason I'm giving you numbers, and I've waited so long to make this report, is that I have to get the numbers from the government agencies, particularly something we call the Elections Assistance Commission. So people don't realize, I used to be a professor of statistics. I was a forensic economist. This is my specialty, the numbers, which I usually did for attorneys general and the U.S. Department of Justice and other government agencies. And so these are calculations I would do, and I have done for federal courts. So we had, are you ready for this? According to the Elections Assistance Commission, the official numbers, we had 4,776,706 voters purged from the voter rolls wrongly. And I'm not making this up. I had the guys from that work with the Microsoft and Amazon go through every single purge name in two states, Georgia and Wisconsin. We took those two states. And we found, for example, in Georgia, that 198,000 voters, we actually have their names and addresses, were wrongly removed from the voter rolls. And you'll be shocked, overwhelmingly, voters of color. And in Wisconsin, almost every voter removed by the purge was either a black voter in Milwaukee or a student in Madison. We had this brand new business this year. Of vigilante voter challenges. We talked about that on the air, where for the first time, an individual voter like Greg Pallas can say, Tom Hartman does not live in Portland. He shouldn't be allowed to vote. This is new. A third of a million, 317,000 voters were challenged by the beginning of August. NAACP said it was over 200,000 just Georgia alone by Election Day. We had 2.12 million mail-in ballots rejected, and that wouldn't mean anything if it were random. It's not random, Tom. According to the state of Washington, which did a study, you're 400% more likely to have your ballot, mail-in ballot rejected if you're black than if you're white, and Washington state has the least voter suppression of any state in the union. And according to the U.S. Civil Rights Commission, which did a study, they found that the chance of your ballot being rejected, mail-in or in-precinct, is 900% higher if you're black than if you're white. We have over 500,000 votes that were spoiled. That is, they said they couldn't be read. And again, it's very, very racial. We had 1.2 million provisional ballots rejected. People think, you know, they get this, you go in and they say, oh, you've been challenged, you've been purged, or we can't find your name on the rolls. Here, fill out this provisional ballot. 43% of those ballots, according to the U.S. government, 43% of provisional ballots, and there were about 4 million about 3 million in the last election. 43% of those were thrown in the garbage. Overwhelmingly voters of color. And in fact, if you're black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian American, the chance you'll be given a provisional ballot is 300% higher than if you're white. There's some double counting here. The vote suppression factor is about 2.3%. Again, Kamala Harris would have even won the popular vote, 3.565 million extra votes. She would have won the states of Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. These are pretty exacting calculations, Tom. And so she would have won with 286 electoral votes. Again, this is absent if we didn't have a vote suppression Jim Crow voting system. And I'm telling you, I work all over the world on elections, from Britain to Venezuela to Liberia. There's no other nation in the world, except for old apartheid South Africa, I mean, where we have a supposed democracies, where you have this racial, basically Jim Crow apartheid voting system, where you have massive, massive numbers of voters of color lose their vote. Also now, that's kind of widened out to, I found a massive number of young people. Again, that demographic is their voters of color too. The color's blue because young voters, especially young women, that are targeted for the purges, to be sent to provisional ballots, had their registrations canceled or their votes disqualified, especially their mail-in ballots. NPR found that 1 in 7 mail-in ballots in the analysis they did were thrown in the garbage, overwhelmingly, again, by the government numbers, 400% more likely if you're black than if you're white. So this is how Trump won, by racial and other forms of vote suppression. That gave him the election. And unless we restart this a voting rights movement in America, 2028's already decided. It'll be decided by Jim Crow, not by the voters.
It seems sometimes, Greg, that the whole conspiracy movement, it's got to be the voting machines. Oh, it's got to be, Starlink being in the middle. It's got to be Elon Musk. And I think Trump was trolling us a couple days ago when he basically congratulated Elon Musk on doing something with the vote counting machines in Pennsylvania. It almost seems like all of that is just a great distraction from what is actually happening and actually working for the GOP. I mean, they started this whole you know, squealing about brown people being illegal voters in the 60s with Operation Eagle Eye and you know, with William Rehnquist, the guy who became the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. There's history here.
Well, yes, and in fact, in my film, Vigilantes, Inc., which, by the way, at gregpals.com, thanks, Leonardo DiCaprio, you can download it or stream it for free. But we go back, we show you a clip from the 1920 film over 100 years ago, the film Birth of a Nation, where they show a white actor in blackface putting two ballots into a ballot box. So the accusation that black voters vote multiple times to steal elections is an old trope. But this time, it came back 100 years later with the Trump group, True the Vote. And they used that to justify these new vigilante individual challenges. Again, they proudly proclaimed 317,886 challenges by the beginning of August. And this is brand new stuff. This has not been done since the Ku Klux Klan used this personal mass challenge business in 1946. This is the Klan plan. And Trump used this to massive effect, especially in Georgia, Arizona, and Pennsylvania. This was a massive attack on voters of color, especially. And we're not guessing about what color they are. We called up 800 of the challenged voters. Almost all of them were black, you know, and a smattering of some young white people registered as Democrats. Obviously, they know your registration, they know who you are, and they know your zip code. So this is how it's been working for, again, they brought in a 1946 Klan plan. So there is a long history here. But we have now, and that was justified supposedly by black people from, you saw in the film from True the Vote, 2,000 mules, where they said black men, whom they called mules, they showed them stuffing ballot boxes. And of course, they've been sued to a fare thee well because everyone that they showed on camera was a legal voter. They were just guilty of voting while black.
Yeah. And True the Vote ultimately had to apologize, didn't they, to avoid a lawsuit?
No, just the only people that Sinclair, which was their distributor, apologized and withdrew the film. But 10 million people have seen it.
Right.
They've made millions of dollars off this thing. But the worst thing is it resulted in a massive reduction in drop boxes and early voting, which is the main way that people, black people, especially in the South, vote. The vast majority of African Americans vote early or by mail. The majority of Democrats vote by mail. 51% more likely to send in your ballot by mail if you're a Democrat, which means 1 in 8 of your votes are going to be thrown in the garbage, just so you know, because it's very easy to come up with an excuse to disqualify a ballot. And if you go to gregpals.com or even better, go to Tom Hartman and read my article, you know, you will meet people that I have met who, you know, tell me their story. So these are not just numbers. These are people that, you know, so for example, Major Gamaliel Turner, career military officer, 70 years old. He was not sent his mail-in ballot because he was challenged by a Republican Party official who said he didn't live in California. Well, he was assigned by the President of the United States as a military man to a base in California. Voting rights, the expert on Georgia voting purges, who wrote her PhD on
Greg, I got to pause you there. Can you stay with us for a bit?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Hang on. It's 18, but this is a hard break I can't control. 18 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with Greg Palast. By the way, you can read his piece at HartmanReport.com. It's right at the top of the page. It's titled, Trump Lost, Vote Suppression Won. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Greg Palast is with us, the investigative reporter. He's got the numbers. Donald Trump lost. Kamala Harris should be our president.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, it's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Well, now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. I'd argue the leading voice in America. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman, Hartman with two N's on the end, or text my last name, Hartman, to 511-511 to become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. ffrf.us/Hartman.
They said it was a fair fight,
democracy at play. But behind the curtain, shadows stole the day. Perched from the rose, voices erased. An election twisted, democracy disgraced. But Greg Palast hit the trail with truth as his guide, exposing the schemes they tried to hide. He followed the balance, the games they spun, proving one clear fact: Trump lost, suppression won. Trump lost, but they rigged the game with vote suppression as their claim to fame.
25 minutes past the hour. Greg Palast, the subject of that song, is with us. I thought you'd like that, Greg.
Well, I'm going to make my kids sing it to me every morning. Thank you, Tom, for that.
So we're going through this thing, and just to recap for people who are just tuning in, Greg is has a background in numbers, shall we say? Was a professor,
I'm a statistician, statistics. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And has done the numbers. And in fact, if you can, Greg, I'd like to keep you on for another maybe 10 minutes here.
Sure, through
the break at the bottom of the hour, because we're coming right up against a hard break here.
Okay.
Greg has done the numbers, and it sure looks like in at least four states, probably more, swing states, yeah, that Trump actually would have lost were it not for voter suppression, were it not for purging people off the voting lists, giving people placebo ballots called provisional ballots. Only 43% are discarded or counted, Greg?
43% are discarded. And you're told, you know, you walk in and you say, and they say your name's not on the voter rolls. No problem. Fill out this provisional ballot. We'll count it. No, they won't. You have to actually go into your county clerk's office or contact your county clerk. And it's a big process to get that vote counted. So 43% are thrown in the garbage. And it's not just anyone's vote. Again, 300%, you're 300% more likely if you're a voter of color to get one of these, what, again, properly called a placebo ballot, because you think you voted, but you didn't. And then the rejection rate, again, is about 900% higher. This is not a Greg Palast figure. This is from the United States Civil Rights Commission, which studied it. 900% higher rejection rate of black ballots than white ballots.
Amazing. Greg Palast will be with us on the other side of this break. You can read his piece over at HartmanReport.com. It's right up at the top of the page. I have some questions for Greg. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
My questions include, like, what can we do about this? Which states would actually be blue if not for this? And can we purge Republicans? Stick around. Hey, are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? You want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers, the two most important parts that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That is getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about
about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
CBS News Brief. Vice President J.D. Vance cast the tie-breaking vote tonight to confirm Pete Hegseth as Secretary of Defense. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns tells us there are more confirmations to come.
Next week is shaping up to be a consequential one when Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, and Kash Patel all face their confirmation hearings.
President Trump toured wildfire devastation in Southern California today.
We're going to work very hard with the mayor, the governor, the supervisor, and everybody, and get the resources behind you.
Another round of hostages is set to be released by Hamas over the weekend as the ceasefire deal with Israel continues.
The aid flowing into Gaza is quite significant. 600 trucks a day are required to enter Gaza as part of the deal. The UN reports that 653 trucks, for example, entered on Thursday.
CBS News national security contributor Samantha Vinograd. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're looking for a new hobby that requires almost absolutely no activity, consider herkel-derkeling. It's a centuries-old Scottish tradition. Herkel-derkeling translates to the art of lazing in bed. The practice encourages people to stay in their pajamas and not get up. Most of us consider this being lazy or depressed, but if you use the phrase herkel-derkel, it makes it sound more clinical. Still probably not an acceptable excuse for being late to work. Now, hotels are encouraging people to take a herkel-derkel stay. Yes, by all means, go spend a few hundred bucks a night to stay in bed and not do anything. Money well spent. Amy Schumer says she might actually be canceled after admitting to hooking up with a fan. She talked about the experience on the Call Her Daddy podcast, saying that a professional baseball player who was a huge fan visited her for a rendezvous in her hotel room one night. She goes into more detail on the podcast. Let's just say they did more than herkel-derkel. Schumer's new comedy special, Kind of Pregnant, drops February 5th on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks beat the Heat. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their fifth game in a row, 125-96 over the Miami Heat. The Bucks didn't get back to Milwaukee until less than 3 hours before the game after being stuck in a blizzard for 3 days in New Orleans at the team hotel. Damian Lillard led with 29 points and had a pregame speech before the tip-off.
The situation that we were in, you know, the last couple of days is obvious, but you don't want the room to just be quiet and everybody to just kind of go out there and see what's going to happen. So for me, I just wanted to put that energy out there, like, you know, nobody gonna feel bad for us. Ain't no excuses. I don't want to hear I'm tired or I ain't feeling. Like, you got to take the opportunity for the team to even have that type of mentality away. As a leader of a team, you got to let the team know off the rip, like, we not doing that. We not having excuses. I don't care about the flight. I don't care we've been in a hotel. Like, you got to take that away from the team.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries tonight and lows in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds and blustery tomorrow, highs in the upper 20s. Mid-20s and mostly sunny Sunday. A January thaw into next week, highs climbing well into the 30s. Currently, we're at 15.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. And it's like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and founder of Chip's Money Tips, Chip Chinnery, and filmmaker Nathan Demming, who is touring Wisconsin to promote his film February. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
It's available for free over at gregpalace.com. It's titled Vigilantes, Inc., and it's available for free through the generosity of Leonardo DiCaprio, our mutual friend. So, and Greg, you're still here, right?
Yep, I'm okay. Very much here.
All right. I have a couple of very specific questions, but first, just to, I don't want to, you know, cover a lot of the territory that we've already talked about, but just to somewhat recap, number one, if every vote that was cast and if every person who is registered to vote and wanted to cast a ballot were counted, then Donald Trump would not be president right now, number one, correct?
He would have... Harris would have gotten 3,565,000 more votes. That's a pretty exacting calculation.
And she would have won both the Electoral College by 386 votes, and she would have won the popular vote by over a million. Okay, so number one.
Yes.
And number two, what brought this about was not Elon Musk tinkering with voting machines in Pennsylvania, although, frankly, in my mind, the jury is still out on that because Trump is bragging about
it. We don't know.
Like I said, I think he's trolling us. But what brought this about is something that the Republicans have been doing since the 1960s, when William Rehnquist, helped organize and worked in Operation Eagle Eye, where big burly lawyers like Rehnquist would stand outside black, Hispanic, and Native American voting places and loudly and threateningly challenge the voting rights of the people standing in line. This goes back a long, long way. And you point out it goes back to Jim Crow. It goes back to the 1870s, really. And if you could just recap some of the, in fact, let's just go through as much as we can all of the specific techniques that Republicans are using in the various states to shut down voters, particularly voters of color, who tend to be more Democratic voters, or students, or older people. Who would be more likely to be Democratic voters because of Social Security. Go ahead.
Yes, well, the big one is, according to, again, this is U.S. government figures, this ain't Greg Palace figures, 4.776 million people were purged from the voter rolls, overwhelmingly the Democratic demographic, that is voters of color, young people, poor people. A third of a million voters were challenge. This is brand new, this new vigilante challenge business, bringing back the 1946 Klan challenge plan, where I can say, Greg Palast, say, don't let Tom Hartman vote. You lose your vote. 2.1 million mail-in ballots were tossed out. And again, the chance your ballot will be tossed out is 400% higher if you're black than if you're white. The chance your ballot will be rejected for a technical reason is 900% higher if you're black than if you're white. These, again, are government figures, not Greg Palast figures. I'm a statistician, but I have to use the data from the government. Provisional ballots, people are shunted to provisional ballots, 1.2 million of these things, 43%, almost half are rejected. The chance you will be shunted to provisional ballot is 300% higher if you are a voter of color than if you're white. Massive attacks on voters. The Republicans figured this out. They went after the mail-in ballot. And in fact, the one thing I should add, a story that's very important that you'll see in the film, is in Texas, during COVID, they were going to mail out 2 million ballots to the voters of Houston, the number one that has the largest number of black voters in America. And the Republican attorney general said if he hadn't stopped the mail-in balloting in Texas, Trump would have lost Texas. That's Texas, okay? They know what they're doing. So we had a very much a Jim Crow election with new techniques. Brennan Center identified 30 states which have passed new laws making it harder for voters of color and young people to vote or register or keep their names on the ballots. This is what's happening in America, and it's rarely covered. We had some coverage in the mainstream press, like NPR found that calculated that 1 in 7 mail-in ballots are thrown in the garbage, were rejected. But they never say, and this is what I'm doing, they never say, well, what is the effect of these things after the election? Did these laws in 30 states, did the 4.7 million voters purge, did that change the outcome of the election? And the answer is overwhelmingly, unquestionably, measurably, yes. And that's why I did the measurement, so we would actually know what is the number. And I'm shocked that that there are no other data journalists. I'm what's known as a data journalist. I'm surprised that other data journalists have not come up with this number. I think that it's a very uncomfortable thing. In America, we've decided that if you question an election after it occurred, you're an election denier, you're attacking democracy. That's wrong. I'm trying to boost democracy, save democracy from the new Jim Crow laws and actions, which are being ignored. We have to calculate what happened here. And that's why that's why it's a pretty good number, 3,565,000 votes lost to Kamala Harris.
Well, not only that, you have SB 202, I think it was, in Georgia,
yes,
which pioneered this new practice of individual random citizens being able to challenge tens of thousands of voters in one fell swoop. I mean, I could, if that was legal here in Oregon, presumably I could get a list of all the registered Republicans in the state and challenge them. I mean, have any of these laws, to the best of your knowledge, Greg, been used against Republicans by Democrats?
No, and I talked to every civil rights leader from Jesse Jackson to Latosha Brown of Black Voters Matter, where we're running campaigns to save voters who've been challenged, contacted them. They all to a one say, we will never challenge someone else's vote. We will never agree to purges. We will never do this game of challenging signatures on a mail-in ballot. None of this stuff, because it happened to us and you would never want it to happen to you.
And I think we need the equivalent of the Satanic Temple. I mean, you know, the Satanic Temple says right up front, we're not about Satan, you know? But they're doing a brilliant job of I mean, they've gotten two Republican states now to back down on having religious ornaments in their, you know, on their state capitals or in their legislatures. I think that we should create a group, Concerned Citizens of America or something. And I think that's used, but in every, because this is going to metastasize. I mean, this happened in Georgia this year to over 300,000 people. I guarantee you, by 2 years from now, the midterms, this is going to be happening in pretty much every red state.
We now have 20 states where there were challenges. In fact, you mentioned Eagle AI from the 50s,
right?
The 60s.
Let me finish my point, and then I'll get your response. So my point is, if we were to challenge millions of Republican voters in a bunch of states, they'll start squealing, and all of a sudden, this thing won't be viable anymore.
Well, you might be right, but I have to tell you, what we're doing is trying to go on a positive route. By the way, remember, Biden won by 11,000-some votes in Georgia in 2020, and you had two progressive Democrats win in 2022. That's because we got the purge list. Names and addresses, and we got phone numbers, too. And with the Latino group, Southwest Voter Registration Education Project, they called 150,000 people. Black Voters Matter sent postcards and contacted others. We had billboards at Rosario Dawson and got most of those people back on the voter rolls, even though we couldn't get the courts to order it. And that's how Biden won and Senators Warnock and Ossoff won. Again, I'm not here to be partisan. I wasn't trying to save Biden.
And then they did another purge. Right.
So this time we were overwhelmed. You know what the state of Georgia targeted already? 875,000 people. We're just overwhelmed. We couldn't respond to this. Yeah. And they wouldn't give us the lists as they've always, you know, we had to go to court. I had to win a federal case against the governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp. He had to pay my lawyers from the NAACP to get this data and these names.
Right.
But we're running campaigns also to reverse these laws. We've done it before. We've stopped a lot of, if you remember years ago, there was a system called Interstate Crosscheck with the Reverend Jesse Jackson, which I discovered, which removed almost 1 million voters. We got that killed. So you can push back on Jim Crow.
So it is possible. We're still going through these techniques, right, Greg?
Oh, unfortunately, every single one of the Jim Crow techniques I just mentioned are live today. That's right. Why we have to fight.
Have we missed any? Because I've got more questions.
Oh, no, go right ahead, because it can go on and on, but those are the big ones.
Actually, if you could, you can stick around a little longer, right?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to.
It's important.
We're gonna take a real quick break here, and we'll be back with Greg Palast, the investigative reporter. He's worked for The Guardian, The New York Times, the BBC. He's the author of most recently, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, numerous New York Times bestsellers. His latest film, produced by Martin Sheen, narrated by Rosario Dawson, available at gregpalast.com through the help of Leonardo DiCaprio. It's called Vigilantes, Inc. GregPalast.com, his website, and his, hang on just a second.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And his article, which we are currently discussing, is currently available at HartmanReport.com, and soon will be on GregPalast.com. Stay tuned.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
can you
tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health, but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Now.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Everyone gets busy at the holidays, so it's wonderful having ShipStation here to help us take the chaos out of shipping and make it a smooth process. Plus, ShipStation can save you hours of work, which means you can focus on other parts of your business. You never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again with ShipStation. It's super easy to automate shipping tasks and manage orders in one simple dashboard. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. So what are you waiting for? 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. Plus, 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that really delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM to sign up for your free trial. With your free trial, you can check out their dashboard, see how it all works. It's great. That's ShipStation.com, code TOM.
Billionaire dreams burning bright. A fascist salute to the crowd takes flight. And the shadow it casts chills the night. My heart's with you, he calls to the throng. Together we'll fix what's been broken too long. But as his hand
rises... Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, Greg Palast, the investigative reporter, has nailed this. The title of the piece, Trump Lost. It's over at the top of HartmanReport.com. I'm sure we'll soon be at GregPalast.com as well and other places. Greg, we've been talking about all these ways that Republicans are suppressing the vote, and the only reason that we can measure, that we can absolutely measure with government numbers to prove that Donald Trump actually would have lost this election. I mentioned earlier, if a city, a state, or the federal government wants to take away your gun, according to the Supreme Court, they have to go to court and get a warrant. They have to have proof that they have a good reason for you not to have a gun. And yet, if they want to take away your vote, all they have to do is take away your vote. They don't even have to inform you. You learn after the fact when you show up at the polling place and you're given a provisional ballot. If voting was a right, like owning guns are in the United States, then the dynamic would be completely reversed. Every time they wanted to take you off the voting rolls, they'd have to go to court and prove it. I mean, there has to be, and in 1996, I think it was, we passed the Motor Voter Act, the National Voter Registration Act, the NVRA, and it in the preamble, it says voting in the United States is a right. In the black letter body of the law, it says voting in the United States is a right. And yet that has never been enforced, and the Supreme Court has ignored it in multiple decisions. What say you about this? It seems to me like this is the way to solve this problem, is to once again, and this was the John Lewis Voting Rights Bill that Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin screwed us on, but it seems to me like the way to do this is to declare unambiguously, again, that voting is a right. What say you?
Oh, boy. Well, again, it's in the law. It's in the Motor Voter Act, I think it's 93, and it's right there in the law. But we have a renegade court where the law seem to be uninterested in what the law is. And this has been a problem as I've been going into federal court. Remember, I testify as a forensic economist and expert on these things. I don't just always wear a hat and run around doing reports for Tom Hartman. So I take these numbers into federal courts, and they just say, look, we're under Supreme Court edicts that just say, you know, screw you. It doesn't matter if it's unfair, if it's wrong. And I'm telling you, some some judges are actually heartbroken at the district federal level that, that they have to go along with this. But what we have to do is fight it. We're not going to get a judge. We're not going to get a political party. We're going to do it. Again, Black Voters Matter and the Latino group SV Rep contacted every purged voter, postcards, phone calls. We had billboards with Rosario Dawson saying, check your registration. You could be purged. To get those people back on the rolls in 2020 and 2022. But their challenge lists, their purge lists were so gigantic and in so many states that the voting rights groups were simply overwhelmed this
Greg,
time.
Greg, how many states right now that are theoretically red and which ones, if you know, would be blue were it not for voter suppression? It seems like this is a huge thing, for example, in Georgia, Texas, and Florida, but I'm assuming it's elsewhere as well.
Well, one of the problems we have is that you have some of these rules which are left over and even drip into Michigan and Wisconsin. Wisconsin's, you know, a battleground where you have a Republican legislature. So you may have a Democratic, but the Republican legislature back in 2022, I was able to do a report for Black Voters Matter and the ACLU showing literally name by name that tens of thousands of Black voters and students were being removed, illegally purged, saying that they had moved and they're right there at their voter registration address. Some students had moved their dorm room. You don't lose your vote. And so the state blocked the purge. But when the Republicans took over the election board, that was it. They went back and they knocked off 166,000 voters in Wisconsin, none of them legally. And that was Trump's margin in Wisconsin.
That was multiple times his margin.
Multiple times his margin, just that one trick. And they're not under the NVRA. So some states are exempt.
Which
so
wouldn't one of the matter anyway, because yeah. The Supreme Court, you know, in Shelby County said ignore that.
Ignore the Voting Rights Act. You know, I mean, I'm laughing about it because it's so grim. In 2013, they defenestrated the Voting Rights Act. But again, you can't count on the courts. We have to have public action to end these Jim Crow tricks. Like I say, we successfully ended several of them by, for example, the cross-check program. That saved a million.
Right.
And we did a lot of challenges which worked very well in 2020 and 2022. So you had some I didn't want to elect Reverend Warnock. I just thought he's their senator. Right. And so again, I don't want people to despair. You know, when King walked across the bridge at Selma in 1965, there are very few Black people who could vote in the South, but he was going to march on anyway. He said, we will march on. If you read my article and get the quote, we are going to march on until every racist trick is eliminated from our voting system. And that's what we have to do. The civil rights, voting rights movement has to restart. And I'm looking at groups like NAACP, Black Voters Matter. Please join these groups. Learn how to participate. Learn how to save your vote and your neighbor's votes and your friend's votes.
There you go.
We need a democracy movement.
GregPalace.com and HartmanReport.com right now for Greg Palace's article. Greg, thanks so much for the great work you're doing.
You're very welcome, Tom.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-550-7400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-550-7400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-550-7400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all...
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the weekend happenings in terms of news and offer you another look at what's worse, your opportunity to call in. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. It took Vice President J.D. Vance to break the 50-50 tie in the Senate, but Pete Hegseth was confirmed tonight as Secretary of Defense. More from CBS News correspondent Carissa Lawson.
The big surprise of the night was Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, who did vote no. The other Republican senators who voted no were Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. They publicly made their intentions known going into this vote. Another surprise was Tom Tillis of North Carolina. He was undecided, but he spoke for several hours with Hegseth, and he voted yes.
President Trump got an in-person look at the devastation of the Los Angeles wildfires today, as we hear from CBS News Los Angeles reporter Tom Waite.
The president having some, you know, tense exchanges at times with Democratic officials who were here at the meeting, including LA Mayor Karen Bass, as President Trump pushed her pretty hard on the issue of getting